The election is April 4th. That's 1 week away. Early voting is underway. Bloomington and Normal voters will choose city council and school board members and decide on the Unit 5 referendum. WGLT's Ryan Denham reports election officials are somewhat pleased by the turnout so far.
These spring elections without a mayor's race on the ballot tend to draw pretty low turnout. Last time this happened 4 years ago, just 12% of registered voters turned out. There are some early signs turnout this time will be higher. More than 6,000 voters in McLean County have already cast ballots. About a quarter of those have been early voters. The rest are vote by mail. Bloomington Election Commission Executive Director Luke Stremlaw says that's higher than expected.
The volume actually has surprised me a little bit. I didn't think that we would have such a volume with this quote-unquote smaller election.
Stremlaw's office handles voting for anyone living in Bloomington. County Clerk Kathy Michael handles voting for everybody else in the county, including Normal residents. Michael says school board races and the Unit 5 tax referendum could lead to higher turnout.
In one area, 2 years ago, we had like a 2-5% turnout, maybe 20 voters. But this year's different. There's even contested races out in the rural areas. And of course, here in Normal, I think we're going to see a busy election.
Early voting is available every day through next Monday, including over the weekend. You can vote early at the Government Center downtown, or if you live in Bloomington, next door at the Bloomington Election Commission office. I'm Ryan Denham.
WGLT has coverage of all the Bloomington-Normal races on the Election 2023 page at WGLT.org.